Of course, last weekend I was gone, and I had the opportunity to go to Boston for the Catholic New Media Conference. Now, this conference focused on the use of the new media and the new technologies that are available to us for evangelization. And it was a very interesting conference. It was very exciting, challenging, because there was lots to think about how we as a parish, we as a community, we as a church in the United States can use the social media to spread the gospel. But it wasn't just dealing with the technical stuff on the internet. It also gave lots of ideas and challenges for evangelization as a whole. It was a very wonderful conference for that. And of course, you go to these conferences and you get to meet lots of people from throughout the country and really throughout the world. And we exchanged ideas and just had a good time. It was a very enjoyable time. The problem, of course, was because I was gone, we didn't have a fill-in priest, so there were lay-led communion services here. We weren't able to have Mass here in the parishes. And, of course, I'm grateful to those who stepped up to the role, who have taken on lay leadership for things like that, to be able to lead in prayer for at those weekends when I'm not able to be here. And it's an important form of service to the community, an important way of serving the parish from within the parish. And we need to encourage those who are stepping up as lay leaders within the community. But we should always remember that the sacrifice of the Mass is always preferred to a communion service. Communion services are for those opportunities when the Mass is not available. But we should always seek to have Mass available in our community. So when we have these lay-led communion services, it's an opportunity for us to reflect on the consequences on a dwindling number of priests in our diocese. The fact is we're losing priests. The number of priests is shrinking every year. I saw a statistic recently that it was down to the point of for every priest ordained in this diocese, two priests had to retire or passed on. We're no longer able to serve as priests. And because of that, there are parishes in this diocese which traditionally have had Mass on a weekly basis, which now receive Mass only once every other week, or worse yet, once a month. We should reflect on that and also reflect on why the priesthood is so important, why we have a ministerial priesthood in the church, and why it is so important. This Sunday has been named National Priesthood Sunday. It's been set aside as a day to reflect on the ministerial priesthood, but also to celebrate the fact that we have a ministerial priesthood. Now, if I sat down with each of you, it would be interesting to ask, what do you think of when you hear priesthood, when you think of a priest? I think of my own image when I was a child, very different to what I think of today as a priest, obviously. But when I was a child, you know, the priest was that old guy. Of course, as a child, everybody over 30 is that old guy. That old guy who only came out on Sundays to celebrate Mass. I had no idea what he did the rest of the week. I knew he was there on Sundays. Occasionally, he would visit our religious ed classroom after Mass, or we'd see him at coffee and rolls after Mass, or something like that. I had a vague idea he lived in that building called a rectory across the street. Again, no idea what that was about. For all I knew, the rectory was just a closet they threw the priest in for the weekend, or for the week, dusted him off on Sunday morning and sent him back out, because I had no personal familiarity with priests. I had these false images because I didn't know what priests were like. As I grew older and became an adult and went off to live my life, move away and do the things I did, I was able to come to know a couple of priests. Get to know them a little bit more personally, not just as that guy on Sunday. And I was able to see that, you know, priests are just like the rest of us. They are just like any other person. They have their likes and their dislikes. They have their strengths and their weaknesses. They have their hobbies and their recreations. But more importantly, I came to better understand what priestly ministry was about. That it wasn't just something a priest did on Sunday, much as I wish sometimes that it was only working on Sundays, It's a 24-hour day, 7 day a week, 365 day a year life. It's not a job. It's a lifestyle. It's a vocation. Sadly, that's a step that many Catholics don't take, is coming to know a priest personally. I didn't understand the priesthood because I didn't know a priest. And I really don't think I was out of the ordinary at that time. And because of that, I didn't understand what the priesthood was about. I didn't realize why it was so important. And I didn't realize what priests do for us as Catholics. So I'd like to take a little time this morning and reflect on what the priesthood means to me. What it means for me to be a priest. I would say the most important thing I do as a priest is spiritual leadership. Sadly, time-wise, that's often secondary. I often spend more time dealing with the physical things of the church than I do with the spiritual. But it is the most important to have that leadership of fatherhood, the leadership as a father, spiritual father. And of course, the clearest way we see that spiritual fatherhood is through the sacraments. Being able to come up here every Sunday, every day, and lead in the worship at Mass. It's a great joy for me. But an equal joy for me is to be a conduit of God's mercy and love through the sacrament of confession. To be able to hear someone's confession and bring them that forgiveness and love that God wants to offer all of us. Something I look forward to with great joy is when I can bring a new child of God into the body of Christ, especially when it's an infant, through baptism. Being able to baptize that child and bring them into the church, bring them into the body of Christ is a great joy. Another thing I look forward to, although sometimes the preparation is a little hectic, is when I can be there to witness a man and a woman being united as one flesh, husband and wife, through the sacrament of matrimony. is a great joy to be present at that important moment, that beautiful moment in their lives. And then to be able to go and visit someone who's sick and in need of Christ's healing and peace, and to offer that through the sacrament of anointing. These are great moments that I am privileged, and I really call it a privilege, to be able to share in as a priest. But also, I have the great honor to be able to guide, to be a spiritual guide, a spiritual leader, especially through preaching and catechesis. Now, there might be times where I grumble about preparing my homily, where I might not want to sit down and actually write it. But it truly is something I look forward to, being able to proclaim the good news through preaching and through teaching, through catechesis, being able to bring the gospel to all of you, to proclaim the good news, to be able to be a leader in prayer. One of the greatest roles that a priest does is to lead in prayer, and not just public prayer like at Mass or at a penance service, but also privately when the priest is able to sit down and pray the liturgy of the hours for the community. To be a leader in that silence, a leader in that privacy. And then, of course, to be able to be a source of comfort in times of sorrow for family members and friends, especially when a family, beloved family member and friend has been lost and we're preparing for the funeral. To be able to do the funeral services and to be there at that time of sorrow, to have a message of hope and peace for that family that is grieving. Now, as I said, that's the most important thing I do is spiritual leadership. Sadly, as I also said, I tend to spend more time doing the temporal work, doing the earthly leadership of the church, running the church, making sure the heat stays on, the lights turn on when we hit the switch, making sure the bills are paid, making sure that we are doing the work to develop the parish for the future needs. Now, some can argue that many of these things can be done by lay people, and in fact they are. You know, I have some help doing, keeping the bills paid, keeping the lights on, and so on. And lay people can and should be encouraged to work in the parish, to take leadership roles within the parish. But there are things that a priest does because it has been granted to him at ordination by Christ, through Christ's power and authority, not through the priests. A priest does not act through his own power and authority, but through our Lord's. Our Lord grants him that great grace to act in his name. But one thing lay people can and should do is pray for and encourage priests. Pray for us priests. You know, we priests need your prayerful support. We need your help in prayer. Because, of course, we're not perfect. We do make mistakes. We do make bad decisions. We don't always do what we should. And we need your prayers that we might follow Christ, that we might follow and proclaim his will to do the right thing, even when that, especially when that will is not the most popular thing, when people don't want to hear what the priest has to say, that we may have the grace and the strength through Christ to proclaim that good news. We should also be praying for more vocations, praying and encouraging young men to hear and answer that call to the priesthood that Christ is calling them. Because the vocations are out there. There are young men, maybe even here in our parish, who are being called to the priesthood. And we need to encourage and pray for them. This is why, starting today, we are going to, at the end of Mass, pray a vocations prayer. Pray a prayer for vocations so that young men might consider that vocation. Because our diocese, as I said, is very much in need of priests. We need more priests to serve in these parishes, to do the work, that the priestly work. We can also encourage young men to answer that call. As I said, there may be young men here in our community that might have that consideration. And they're hearing a message from the culture saying, don't think about that. Why would you want to be a priest? Look at all the other things you can do. Why would you want to be a priest? We need to be encouraging young men to answer that call, to listen to our Lord's voice in their lives. And the strongest voice that they can hear encouraging them is their parents and grandparents. If they hear their parents and grandparents encouraging them to answer that call, they will consider it all the more strongly. So please do encourage these young men here in our community to think about that call. Because the ministerial priesthood is a great gift from Christ to his church. May we encourage and pray for all who are called to that ministry.